David Shufelt, Millerton, New York. I was listening to a recent show by Terry Gross about Donald Trump. I took umbrage with the fact that she discussed the episode with Jorge Ramos where Trump removed him from the press conference because Ramos had not been recognized. And she didn't finish the story from the large segment of the show that I listened to, in that Trump did allow Ramos to come back in, and then they had a, I wouldn't call it amicable, but it was a decent exchange. I'll still listen to her, but I'd given her very high marks before, and I've now given her a demerit or two.
Dennis Rock calling all the way from Enfield, Connecticut. I like to listen to Radio Deluxe and also the program which Rick Steves hosts, his radio program. However, in the case of the Rick Steves program, I believe it's on Saturdays at around 6 o'clock, 6:30 in the morning. Rather too early for most, if not all, of your listeners to listen to that great program. I listen to WAMC as the signals from the Hartford and the Springfield NPR stations are poor.
That's Blaska from Montgomery. I'm calling about today's roundtable discussion on Hillary Clinton. The problem with Hillary is that she's got Bill's baggage. We found out in retrospect that they're not very honest people, especially Bill wasn't. And now she bears that cloak. Unfortunately, she should have been much more honest and initially come out, bared her soul, said, I do take blame for this, I do take blame for that. But no, instead of it, she thought she could be like her husband, and it didn't work. And that's what's so sad, is that she probably would have been a good president.
Hi, this is Jim in Saratoga, and yes, finally, I heard Herb London's name and did not feel the urge to turn off, and nor was I disappointed in what I think was, for me at least, the first non-red meat vitriolic essay that I've heard from Dr. London. Although I and others may fear a resurrection of the Treaty of Versailles, Leagues of Nations, that ultimately led to World War I and World War II, I appreciate his tone and the temper of his comments and think that conversations of that sort with well-reasoned, cool-headed people can only lead to good.
Hello, this is Barbara Rubin from Lenox, Massachusetts. I just listened to Alan's interview with Dr. Mark Pettis, and it is one of the most fantastic interviews I have ever heard and one of the most helpful. I would like to suggest that it be made into a CD that would be available at the next fundraising in October. I, for one, will be the first one online to get it and share it with everybody I know. Thank you very much. Good work, Alan.